Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. L'Nishmas Abi Moria Rav Hillel ben Meir Chilmechel, Harini Kaparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. We find ourselves in Sefer Yishayahu, and today we study the second parak. And true to the style that we identified yesterday, Yishayahu Anabi had predicted the gloom and doom in the first parak, and now he's going to talk about Nevuah, about the world of the future, the world of Mashiach, the world of the rebuilt Beis HaMikdash, and at that time there will be a universal recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kemelech Al Kol HaAretz, and that's what we're told, V'haya Be'acharis HaYamim, it will be in the end of the days, Nachon Yeh Har Beis HaShem Barosh Harim, it will be at the end of the days, that the mountain of HaShem will be firmly established in the future. The Medrash says that this means that all other significant mountains in Jewish history, Sinai, Carmel, Har Tabor, they'll all come together and they'll be the base for the Beis HaMikdash. And what we also seem to highlight, says Rav Shimon Schwab in his incredible commentary on Sefer Yishayahu, he also seems to show us that this the message about the mountains is that very often the mountains and the valleys were utilized for Avodah Zarah, and the nations are going to turn, and in the future, they will be the basis for the future of the understanding of the Supreme Melech HaMalchei HaMalachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the nations are going to say, let's go up to Hashem, let's go serve, in order to study what the Torah has to teach us. And of course, B'nai Yisrael are going to be expected to be the leaders at that point in time. Ki mitzion teitzei soro dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Like the Nabi says, at that time, all the nations of the world will recognize the Torah, and they're going to want to gain from it. Veshafat bein hagoyim, and Hashem's going to judge among the nations. Veochiach le'amim rabim v'chitetu charvosam, le'itim v'chanisosam le'mazmeros, and he will judge the nations, and they will cut their swords into plows and their spears into pruning knives. Lo yisa goy el goy cherev, lo yilmedu old milchama. The Nabi says they would change all their power from industrial, instead of being powers of mass destruction, they'll use it for industrial and commercial purposes. For instance, says Rav Schwab, just like the use of nuclear power. Now, man has tried to use this. However, throughout Jewish history and throughout world history, we find that the nations, the very places where they hang this pasuk, lo yisa goy el goy cherev, lo yumadu od milchama, those very places become the places where they actually go ahead and create a Jew-hating place, like the Dag Hamish Gold Plaza, where we find that this pasuk listed. And yet, notwithstanding, what do we find? That one of the most Jew-hating places in the world is the UN. And that's what we say in the Kaddish, Yehei Shlama Rabba Min Shemaya. What we're seeking is not local peace agreements, but universal peace has to come from Shemayim. And that's what we tell, Beis Yaakov Luchuna Be'or Hashem. The Jewish nation has to show us the way. And it sounds like the Nabi is trying to tell us something over here, because he's going to highlight the fact that the Jewish people do not seem like they deserve to have the Geula. And this is one of the things where Schwab points out, it becomes a matter of contention in the Sefer Yishayahu. At certain times it sounds like he describes the Geula as a process which the Jews merit. At other times it sounds like it happens despite the fact that we don't merit it. And this fits a very famous comment that the Nabi makes in Yishayahu in Perek Samach, where he says, Ani Hashem b'ita achishana, to which the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Zachu achishana lo zachu b'ita. If the Jewish people merit it, then Geula comes quickly. If not, there is an end time. So the Geula that Yishayahu is describing in our Perek is one that just happens on its own, notwithstanding the fact that we didn't deserve it. And we're told that even though we have forgotten, and we've gotten involved in foreign cultures, he identifies Yishayahu lived in the same time as Zarathustra, or Zoroaster, as the Greeks call him, and he has all sorts of foreign ideas, and the Jewish people have foreign ideas, and they have all sorts of other ideas, and they become interested in gold and silver, and they're more interested in the economy and in might, notwithstanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring Geula in that period in time. And he tells Bnei Yisrael at this point in time, when man will finally recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one and only God, and that point in time, Benizgav Hashem Levado Bayom Ahu, that Hashem is going to remain in charge on that very day, where he took in his scientific and intellectual accomplishments, man who put himself into the realization that he will come to the understanding that he's totally dependent on Hashem on those days, because on that day that Hashem turns to all gay viram al konisa b'shafel v'chol arzei halavanon, he's going to turn to everything, and he's going to go ahead and he's going to raise that which is lowered and lower that which is raised, and the alilim, which are not gods, they're going to get cut down into their own spaces, and they're going to see everything that has happened. The mighty world powers, the great commercial and military forces, and the proud and arrogant rich who live in luxury, they'll all be humbled and bent on that very day. And the only thing that will stand tall and proud will be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Navi tells us, Alilim Kalil Yachalof, in the future, all religions will stop existing in the face of the universal recognition of Hashem. And by the way, what's going to happen on that day? On that day, man's going to take his silver and his gold idols, and he's going to throw them out to the bats and to the moles, and to come into the roles, he's going to place no confidence in mortal man, because in this situation, each person will get the chance to understand that in the future, it's all going to be worthless. The only thing that will be important is the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the second perek of the Sefer Yishayahu, and contrasting it with the Churban, it creates a sense of hope for the future. However, that hope doesn't seem to be based with Bnei Yisrael in the center, and with God's hope, we will recognize it before it's too late for us. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.